the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show, 1984.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, November 10th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I do have back with me our regular Thursday co-host here today, folks. Mr. Wilhelm Felderhoff is here. Welcome, Wilhelm.
Hello. Good evening, Richard. Good evening, Mike and RBN and the listeners. Good to be back, as always, from the lowlands, from Holland again. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. And yes, we do have Mr. Michael Sledge here with us today as well, folks. Hey, welcome, Mike.
Hey, great to be back. And looking forward to the broadcast today very much.
Excellent. Fantastic. And well, Wilhelm, you sent me some interesting document this week. Perhaps you'd like to mention it a bit to the listeners?
Sure. Well, I'm just amazed if I have a look at the alternative news lately and last months and last few years, sort of how many of the people in the alt media are just sort of pro-Russia, promoting just Kremlin propaganda. And I'm just amazed by it, because there are quite some people which I know for a long time, good, independent journalists who are just have been transformed into just Kremlin propagandists. And if you see the information which is out there, that we are experiencing in the destruction of the Western society, Western countries from within, I think it's very relevant to have a look at the information, which is just overwhelming. What and where it comes from, this transition into communist. Part of the world communist project, and this is just completely being ignored. So I sent you this document by Charlotte Isabit Thompson Isabit. She was a whistleblower. She worked in the Department of Education under the Reagan administration, and she became a whistleblower. How the education board, and not only the education in the area of education, but the whole society was just infiltrated by Soviets, and how the dumbing down of the United States and the West is actually being done by these agents through the changing of the curriculum and through cultural Marxism and all these tenets of communist takeover. And it's completely being ignored. So that's why I sent you this one. This is called Soviets in the Classroom, American Latest Education Threat, and it describes all the agreements which were made between the United States and the USSR on all kinds of fields, you know, exchanges on cooperation, scientific, technical, educational, cultural, and all kinds of other fields. Signed in 85, 88, but just ongoing for the past decades with the Clinton administration, changing its name into America 2000. And this is just because it's such a relevant thing, the dumbing down of society, the demoralization. And it's being addressed by many of these KGB defectors, Yuri Besmanov or Anatoly Golitsyn, in his brilliant book, Perestroika Deception, which actually describes exactly what is happening. So that's why I sent you this one. And I think it's worth going to the websites. She passed away, sadly, I think 2 years ago. But her website, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of in the United States, is still there. You can see these documents there, and it's interesting to watch. And I'm just amazed by the just cognitive dissonance in this area. So I was also happy to listen to the show you sent me of Mike and Scorpio. You know, on history, Dave Scorpio and Mike Sledge with the Scorpio show. I listened to it with the Nixon era. This was very interesting and refreshing to hear, because that's one of the rare different angles on it. So that's why I have sent you this these documents.
And Mike, would you like to comment on this topic?
Absolutely. I think Willem is absolutely right on the money here. It's a very important topic. The alternative media in the last, really since Trump, you know, came in, has really destroyed independent journalism in the alternative media the way it used to be. There really is just now, there's not really a, it's become a retarded echo chamber of GOP and, you know, conservative libertarian talking points. And that's not what it used to be, unfortunately. And, you know, this Russia thing is ridiculous. We've talked about it on here. There are so many people championing Vladimir Putin the same way they championed Donald Trump. And we see they're wrong on everything. A lot of these people in the alt media, I hate to say it, but it's true. They were wrong about the red tidal wave that was supposed to happen on Tuesday. There was no wave at all. Many of us who have studied politics and polling data, regardless of rigged or not, it was a failed platform that doesn't express the concerns of white people globally at all. As a matter of fact, it was the Republican platform this election was more anti-white in many cases than some of the Democrats running. That's a fact. The Russia aspect is interesting as well, because, you know, the next big disappointment that's going to happen here rather soon is going to be the Russian backtracking and the Putin backtracking, which is going to happen. There was a retreat from another city today, and I'm no fan of Ukraine. I can't stand Zelensky. It's a Zio state completely, but so is Russia. And the people that really suffered here with the Putin championing and all this stuff was Western Europe. I mean, Germany once again is being destroyed, and this is being done on purpose, in my opinion. This was the big bullseye for this whole thing taking place. I believe Putin is doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He's helping put the squeeze on Germany. And why are they doing this? Because the international Jewish power structure does not want to see Germany once again reach prominence. And they already have. In the European Union, Germany is the number one economy. In the European Union, Germany has the strongest military for the most part. So they have to bring that down. Because remember, and while they bring Germany down, they're also going to bring Russia down as well simultaneously, because they hate both countries. This is a loser. The support of Putin, the support of everything on both sides, is a total loser for the white race globally.
And Willem, do you have similar views regarding this Ukrainian conflict?
Yes, I agree totally there. It's there, especially is this whole voting thing, which is just complete illusion. You see it now. I've been following also the elections in Brazil, because I might go there one day. But it has a very much similarities there in the sort of the same script. But it's just amazing that people. But I think this is also the programming that people turn even more to government and more to voting. It's because of the media, of course, as well, and the education and all that stuff, and then the universities. But still, it's amazing that people still pin their hopes on these visible people in this theater spectacle, with Ukraine as a perfect decoy and distraction and to as scapegoat and whatever more to blame the destruction of the West in. It's a complete suicidal operation, and the brainwash is just amazing. And in the meantime, we are being invaded massively. There's a new quota. Last year we had in Holland 200,000 refugees, how do you want to call them? That's a big, like a bit, half of a big city in Holland. Next year will be more even. And now they're talking about lessening it. It's all just visible, just illusionary nonsense, because it's all written down in these communist organizations like United Nations Replacement Migration Agenda. It's literally there on their website, which is founded by communists. So it's not so difficult to see, but I totally agree with Mike what he's saying. It's very anti-West, and it's going to be more difficult, of course, due to this invasion as well, because whatever voting is worth, I cannot even get the word out of my mouth almost. But I agree there. It's all Zionist driven, and nobody mentions this aspect.
Mike?
Yeah, the transformation of much of the alternative media in the neo-right over the last decade has been rather interesting to watch. We've seen basically a creation of the new right in this country that really has transformed from its old positions to a new, basically a new version of communism. And this was done very brilliantly through the libertarian movement, which never was successful as a third party, but that poison of libertarian economics, of international finance, economics, Chicago School economics, that poison of libertarianism, which is basically just a more palatable way for conservatives to consume communism, because in the end, libertarianism leads to communism, total communism. It's the same platform, has the same results. That poison has creeped in and taken over the majority of the neo-right. And so now what you see taking place is you have two versions of Zionist Judaic Bolshevism on the ballot. And it's rigged. You don't need voting machines because, everybody believes in the same philosophy, just a different route somewhat in how to get there. And it's really a shame. Because the alternative media, we used to have, Willem mentioned Charlotte Isaby, which I've read The Dumbing Down of America, great book. We used to have journalists like that within the independent media. And over the last, 7-8 years, basically, there is no journalism in the right sector of alternative media anymore, hardly at all. It's basically just dumbed down conspiracy theories. And feeding off the lowest common denominator of whether it's the COVID doctors stuff or the satanic pedophiles in Hollywood or the Chi-Coms, whatever the hell, it's not, they're not covering any relevant issues that really could save our people and save the West from a total destruction. And it's a shame, really, but it's been done on purpose by design, and it's very effective, unfortunately.
Willem?
Yeah. Well, it's amazing how effective it is. And I've been part of this sort of activist alternative movement for some time, and then I got in contact with quite some people who are now really on the forefront for reporting from other countries, pro Russia, and they have turned into RT journalists. They're regularly on RT. I'm just amazed because I know them personally, but they are just subjected to this very effective brainwash and mind control operation, literally, that they hate the West themselves in a certain way. They promote self-hatred in the West and the hatred towards our own governments, whether it's justified or not. We shouldn't hate our own people, our own government. And this is feeding the division, of course, and this division, this polarity is just the basis for the chaos, for the chaotic cadre which is coming in different ways in different countries for sure. But I agree, it's remarkable how effective this has been, and it's a long-term agenda. Therefore it's so important to read this old information and these documents, and I more and more come to think that this McCarthyism was not such a bad thing. I mean, they always refer to, oh, we're seeing a new McCarthyism. You know, these independent journalists who are pro-Russia, they always mention, oh, we see a new McCarthyism, as if this was such a bad thing. If I more and more come to think, this was not a bad thing, and he was sort of labeled as a conspiracy guy. Actually, the main person who was hunting him or this was Earl Warren of the Warren Commission. He was the main guy, actually, who shut him down by just ridiculing him. And so nothing happened. But I think he was on a good track there. And it was very worrying, especially in that period, how the United States and intelligence agencies were infiltrated by actual KGB officers. I mean, look at Kissinger, for instance. He's still there. And nobody's responded. Also, Republicans, they didn't respond in a certain way. And now even it's just completely occulted. Nobody speaks about it at all, actually. But they speak about hatred to Russia and hatred to Russia. But they don't mention the enemy within. So I think it's a remarkable operation.
And I went ahead and sent that document to you, Mike, on Skype here. Okay. I don't know, maybe you'll have a chance during the break to have a look at it. But before that, would you like to comment on Willem's points here?
Oh yeah, going back to kind of old historical facts here, which are important to understand, especially for younger listeners to shows like this, they can get more of a rounded view of history. Is, you know, perestroika, the designed collapse of the Soviet Union. By the way, it was Solzhenitsyn actually predicted that collapse. It would be done on purpose. It was done by design. It didn't collapse because communism failed in Russia and the West, and Ronald Reagan was so smart and we defeated him. That's a bunch of baloney. It collapsed by design so they could have an expansionist NATO policy, which is really their goal post Soviet Russia, and that's worked out pretty well for them. So that was a design collapse, basically. There was no really a defeat there. And it not only was it a design collapse, but it was more of a merging of the political systems together into this new form. You know, Gorbachev in his book Perestroika described democracy as the new form of modern communism. Democracy is communism. It's the same thing. They're one and the same. For the most part, we, you know, Europe and even in the United States, we've never lived under democracy until recently. We lived under either monarchy or republic form of systems of government. Now democracy is the new term for communism. A lot of people don't understand that, and it's very important to understand. So there's been a merging of the philosophy, and it's been very successful. And now, in my opinion, what we're seeing on the world stage through the foreign policy is Russia is playing their part to bring about, to pull the plug, to help pull the plug on the West. I believe that Russia and Ukraine are working together. I believe everybody's working together here to conspire to weaken Western civilization and move forward with the Eurasian shift, which we've talked about on this broadcast many times. And that is where they're headed. They're transitioning power from the West to the East. And this has been planned for a long, long time. And that's what we're seeing take place. So it should be no surprise. It's just very interesting. And people really need to understand the full picture here of history. If they don't understand that, they will never understand where we're going to be headed in the future.
Well, no, that's very well put. I believe we are upon the first break, which should be coming in any moment. And we'll be right back, folks, so stick around.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Wilhelm Felderhoff and Michael Sledge. Wilhelm, so have you heard similar theories in the past on how the collapse of the Soviet Union was controlled demolition?
Yes, I did. Actually, I read this book of Anatoly Golitsyn, Perestroika Deception. And that he describes it very well in that book. He wrote it in the 80s, I think in 89 it was published, or 87. And his predictions are especially very interesting. He makes like 190 predictions, and they almost all came through, and including the fall of the wall and the Warsaw Pact, which is dismantled. And he describes it very in a detailed way how the West is going to be destroyed from within and being taken over or being included in this world communist conglomerate. And at that time, I didn't realize it, of course, with Gorbachev. And I was also subjected to this brainwash. We thought, oh, that's a nice guy. And I was not aware of that at that time when the wall fell. It was nice that it happened. But over time, I more and more realized that it was just a show and a war by deception. I mean, we relate it very much to the Mossad, but it's actually The root of it is coming from the Soviet Union. The Cheka and the KGB war by deception is really coming from their, they're the masters in it. So we have been betrayed or just fooled by it. But because on the other hand, if you see the information, when the internet came of Gorbachev, He's a KGB for life, just like Putin. If you join the KGB, you're KGB for life. So it's ridiculous to think that he somehow is now just president of the country and not KGB, FSB, or whatever name change anymore. But I didn't know it in the beginning, but this book, and also New Lies for Old, is very good to read. And Yuri Besmanov and others describe it in a very detailed and very clear way.
And Mike, back to you, sir. Your comments.
Oh yeah. It's absolutely dead on. Perestroika deception. Very good. Interesting information there, which was almost 100% accurate. But the main thing I want to get out here is that what they've basically been able to do is, you know, when we merged with this new Bolshevik mindset, this international Zionist mindset that we've merged into, basically what's been created here is a transformation of traditional American and Western political thought, and it's been slowly transformed into a new version of Bolshevism. Within the alt-right, a few years ago, we had NATBOLS, National Bolsheviks. We have the works. Even if you look at the works of Dugin, you know, it's basically, a merging of Bolshevik thought with, neo-right political philosophy. Same thing with Korzoni, who basically was the Jewish mastermind behind Giorgia Meloni. I call her Giorgia Baloney in Italy. He was also the mastermind behind Orban in Hungary and behind the Justice Party movement in Poland. And I think that's the next level of American politics that we're going to see transported from Europe into here, because it's a more nationalistic, more radical, not radical, but more, it's cloaked as a pro-white movement in many ways. It dog whistles to the pro-white agenda in many ways, but it really is just a new form of Judaic neoconservative hidden in a pro-white clothing somewhat. I think that's where we're headed here. I think Trump was a beta test into that, but it really is just a new form of a new right, a new kosher right that I think will seem more radical, more real. It'll have more street credibility, but in reality, it's a very dangerous poison that I think, unfortunately, a lot of people are going to swallow, just as they have in Europe, particularly Eastern Europe at this point.
Yes, and I had been wary of the trending Alexander Dugin in years past. As you're aware, I was also one of the ones looking into his works, speaking out about how there was a danger of the fusion rendering his opposition impotent, I think, with political philosophy in the process. And yeah, many just saw it as harmless, but we'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Wilhelm Felderhoff and Michael Sledge. Yes, I remember first hearing about the deliberate dumbing down of America described by Mr. Alex Newman on Republic Broadcasting and some of the interviews he's done elsewhere. I've done a good amount of interviews with him myself. He's a very well researched and yes, Charlotte Iserby, correct, as the author. We have
yes.
And Mike, did you happen to have a chance to look at the document?
A little bit. I need to look at it more in detail, but yeah, I think it's very interesting. Very interesting.
We have some callers. We could try to go to the phones and see what some of the listeners have to contribute. We have Tom in Florida first up. Hey, welcome, Tom. Hey, how are you doing today, sir? Hope you're all right down there with this weather.
Yes, good day, sir. How are you, everybody? Wilhelm, Mike, and Richard. Here's what I got to talk about. And there's a few things I want to talk about, Richard. We got to understand here. First off, we've got to look at this Kerry Lake election in Arizona. Richard, They're trying to steal this thing. This thing should have been called. Florida was called within 8 hours of the election. We had a red wave here. They're trying to make a blue wave out in Arizona because they don't want this. I want to ask Mr. Mike what he thinks about why this election hasn't been called in Arizona and how they come. They still have for the schmucks, the Zionists, for 48 hours now have this Hobbs still in the lead in Arizona. And if those imbeciles and these white trash are going to vote for that kind of nonsense in Arizona to have their state invaded, plus the whole country, we're a lost country. And you tell me what the resolution will be for that, because right now we're looking at all a disaster. Here in Florida, we won in a red wave because here, guys like me, we were very vocal. We went all out. I have friends all over the state of Florida that weren't going to take no more nonsense from these leftist, communist, Bolshevik Marxists. But in Arizona, I have a brother who's a Vietnam vet, and he told me that they're stealing the election out there. They're going to try. Hobbs is the one that's actually in charge of the election out there. So, and she's still in the lead. How can this happen, Richard? And if we don't stop this, we're going to lose this whole country. Look at the drug cartels are coming in here. They're bringing fentanyl. They're killing thousands of Americans. 300 Americans a day are dying from fentanyl. What's the solution here? And we got white trash young women voting demon rat to take down annihilate their own cultural identity. And then you got all these creeps screaming about abortion. Richard, who's the ones really being affected with abortion? Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, well, here, let's hear some comments from the panel on that time. Willem, let's go to you first, sir.
Well, for me, it's very difficult to say something about the dynamics mechanisms which are happening now with these elections in the United States. Maybe it's better that Mike is saying something about that.
Sure, sure. Just offering you a chance to respond to that one. Mike, would you like to respond to Tom, please, sir?
Yes. No surprise at all. As a matter of fact, we've predicted it here on your show, Richard, Beyond the Official Narrative. There would be no red wave. I've said it over and over again. It was easy to predict as someone that used to work and study politics, polling data, exit polling data, even in the summertime. Forget about this lazy journalistic idea of everything's a rigged election. Well, you don't have to rig an election with machinery and all these kind of computer programs when you have both parties actually controlled and run by AIPAC. It doesn't really matter. But the data was showing in the summer when they I said it back then, the Roe v. Wade sending it back to the states was a gift to the Democratic Party. I said back then that it would invigorate suburban white women in the Rust Belt and in the Southwest. It in fact did that like it was supposed to do while conservatives, conservatards and Trumptards were celebrating in the summer. Hey, isn't this great? The Supreme Court is based. They were celebrating their own demise because the fact of the matter is most people in this country are moderate on the issue of abortion. That was a very dumb political move. Stupid, real stupid. And let me say that the Republican Party has nothing to offer white people. It falsely, claims that it is the party of, it is the party of white people by default, and it doesn't do anything for white people at all. The fact that people still participate in these stupid elections and get hyped up about it every 2 or 4 years is ridiculous in itself. But this shows more than anything, in my opinion, that, I keep hearing there is no political solution. Well, that's an idea that's only preached within the alternative media for the right. Tell that to the left, there is no political solution, because there has been a political solution for the left for quite some time. They've had victory after victory after victory. And the fact of the matter is that until the day comes where we as a people, we as a race, put as much effort into building something new and a new movement that really represents our values and brings something to the white working class of this country, you're going to continually lose election after election after election when you follow Alex Jones or Donald Trump or ridiculous conspiracy broadcasts that have no real political agenda to offer white people in this country, and there will be loss after loss. Remember, vote rigging only works in close elections, okay? Vote rigging has always taken place in this country from the very beginning. But the election has to be close. And the fact of the matter is, the Republican Party, even with inflation, war, and collapse of Western civilization, they can't even muster, they can barely muster up enough support to win, barely win a slim majority, which won't matter because it'll be negated by people in the party that are, working for the establishment anyway. So it doesn't matter.
Richard?
Tom?
Yeah, can I respond to that, Rich? Yeah, I want to respond to Mike. He's right. And you know what? I hate to say it, but I have to agree with him 99%. I have to agree with the man's right. And but we have to look at something here. He's right about this. But right now, on the invasion of the country, we have to ask ourselves, if the Republicans do gain a little power, do they even have the balls to deport all these people like Eisenhower did with Operation Wetback Number 2 on steroids? Because you're talking about you're going to have to deport maybe, 12, 14 million illegals in this country? Are they really got the balls to do that, Mike? Are they really going to do that if they get the power? Even if they would have had a red wave or a small wave, or they have the power to say, hey, you broke the law, federal law, you're going back to your country of origin, go to South America? No, are they going to do that?
No, of course they're not going to do it. That's why it's a waste of time to even get riled up or upset about this. I look at this. I'm very happy with the results. I'm very happy with the election results. I think it was an amazing election on Tuesday. I think it was great. I think it's the best thing that could happen for white people in this country. And I also was very impressed by the split ticket voting, particularly here in Georgia, that took place. And that was a white phenomenon, because what happened was they put up this ridiculous Herschel Walker, a black football player, to try to win the Senate. And the people of the state rejected it. They supported Warnock, another black candidate, but at least he could form a sentence and speak English, and he was at least college educated somewhat, and could put together and could at least deliver farm subsidies to the peanut farmers, which control basically the southern politics of the state. So, it was a failure once again, and there's, I'm happy with the results because, the Republican Party's a waste of time.
I have to disagree with you on that. I'm not happy about it because I live in the state of Florida. We did have a red wave. And DeSantis was talking about immigration. He shipped these illegals up to Martha's Vineyard. So I disagree on that, Mike. I mean, Carrie Lake, I believe, if she does become the governor of the state of Arizona, she's going to ship them back. She's going to tell them, no way, you're going to go to either New York. I disagree with you on that because you're wrong. These people have got the message.
She's not going to become governor of Arizona. Hey, Tom, she's not going to become governor of Arizona. And Ron DeSantis is a neocon in disguise. He was Mr. Zionist of the Year twice in a row. He signed legislation from Tel Aviv, one of the first things he did when he got elected. And look what he done. His model for victory is the multicultural model, the communist model for the Republican Party.
Unfortunately,
he won Miami-Dade County, which has not occurred since 2002. So
Mike,
there you go.
Let me ask a question. David Dwight Eisenhower, the president of the United States, he was a five-star general in the military, and he deported in an operation called back in 1955 called Operation Wetback.
Yeah.
Why did he do that?
Well,
why was he a racist? Why did Eisenhower do what he had to do?
That was a different time. That was in the 1950s, and we were in the midst of a new global consolidation through the fake Cold War, and at that point we needed white people. And it's a different time now.
You're saying there's no leaders like Eisenhower anymore, basically. Never again.
Not right now. Not with the AIPAC-controlled two-party system that people keep supporting and getting excited about for no reason every 2 to 4 years. It's a joke.
And, of course, the people, they're not motivated, like you say, Mike. I mean, you did make a good point where a whole new party, you suggest, would need to be formed, a new movement. Perhaps a new party, not Republicans. It would have to be a new party. And,
well, Richard,
until that happens, it's just going to be a token gesture with the same rigging and the same stances, no matter who you vote for, to a strong degree. Now, listen, Tom, those are all great points. I have a couple other callers, though. I wanted to try to fit in here.
Rich, what about? I just want to say one thing. What about the Libertarian in Georgia? How much money is he going to get paid to swing the vote for whoever? How much is this guy going to get paid off, the Libertarian Party?
Well, that's what a voter okay, is so, okay, but let me just say this. Let's just say the Libertarian candidate was not there and Herschel Walker wins. What difference would it make? What difference would it make? I mean,
well, I
just
say this. It's about the border. It's about the border, Mike. It's about the border.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, the Republican Party in the state of Georgia is more for immigration than the Democratic Party in Georgia, because these big farms rely on cheap labor for the peanuts and the Vidalia onions and the cotton. Well, so the Republican Party brings in the illegals more than the Democratic Party does at the state level here.
Much appreciated as always, Tom. We do want to fit in a couple other callers here. We have Sam in Texas. Welcome, Sam. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello? Good.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Fine. You know, a lot of people forget we invaded this country. Plus, General Pershing and Smedley Butler and all of them invaded Tampico, Mexico, and Guatemala, and all of the South America, the Central America. They invaded China for Standard Oil and Central America for the fruits and gas too. And you know, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. The fact is all this stuff has been planned forever. The sad part is the American people don't know the protocol of a democracy or a republic. All the red votes we got going, we're going to still end up with majority rules under admiralty law controlled by the British Accreditation Registry. When Donald Trump got into office, how come he didn't immediately put in, you know, the real republic? You know, individual rights, common law under the Constitution. You know, how many, I don't know how many times the Constitution's been rewritten, but... like to say, it's all a sham, you know. I thought your guest was from Denmark, but I guess he's from Holland. Anyway, our family used to live in Denmark, and we learned all this in our grade school. The grade school and the American school was run by the State Department, and we were told in like fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, when you get older, the United Nations will knock on your door and take away your rights. They say that we were told, you know, Afghanistan will never be taken over. And, that, you know, Mr. Derby was telling us that the next wars are going to be in Afghanistan and Iraq. He told us that these wars are not meant to be won, but to kill our soldiers so that we can make more for the insurance each. You know, all the soldiers insured, everything's insured, as long as the insurance, and to, you know, make room for United Nations troops in the future. You know, our one day I was good friends with the commanding officer's son. One day they had a 50-room house supplied by the Danish government. He's a commanding officer. And one day we heard a bunch of smashing and this and that upstairs. Turns out some Danish people attacked the house, and then they ran off, and then they kind of got away, you know, but the security guard across the road sicked his dogs on them, then he had to call them back. The security guard there was a security guard for the World Health Organization. We talked to him a lot of times. One day I asked him, what is the World Health Organization anyway? And he told us, it's one of the most evil organizations on earth. This is in 1967, 66, 67, 68, 69. We lived in Copenhagen and in Croatia for a little while. And they said that the world... I said, why do you work for the most evil organization? He said, I'm a Christian, and we've infiltrated all the WHO organizations, and we keep track on them, you know? We were told... like I say, we were told Afghanistan was the next. You know, in Copenhagen, you could walk right down the walking street, and every once in a while, you'd see North Vietnamese soldiers, and behind them there'd be officers, and behind them there'd be black suit guys. One day we'll see the U.S. Navy walk right by, you know, on port of call, and we'll see them walk right by the North Vietnamese soldiers. Sure enough, it happened. I went up past the Navy. They said it's a phony war. Don't mess with those guys. They're Special Forces film crew. Later on, I learned that they come here and they film what's going on in Vietnam, and then they come to the Russian embassy and the people watch the films. One day, Colonel Berger, who was a commanding officer, one day he comes back at night with tears in his eyes, and we say, "Where you been?" "The Russian embassy." "What are you doing?" "Watching films." And then he put his hand on our shoulder. He says, "You'll never join the Army if I can help. If I can do anything about it, you'll never join the Army." You know, my great-great-grandfather signed the Albert Pike Treaty, signing the Chickasaw and Choctaw out of the Union into the Confederacy. And
Thank you. Hey, we're on the...
We learned about Albert Pike in the
yes, sir.
American school.
Yes,
later
sir.
Later on, we've got our family tree book, and I realized that
my cardiovascular system fine-tuned.
Thank you.
Brian,
on the break, we'll be right back.
I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What I see with old eyes, and every time I turn around, another dies. Think about this, his looks could kill. I've been going to war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own. Winter in my familiar places. Visions that I've been going to war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own.
And we are back for the final segment, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Wilhelm Felderhoff and Michael Sledge. We have Lark in Texas on the line. Hello, Lark. Thank you for holding, sir. What did you want to add today?
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Excellent analysis today. Good callers.
I just want to have perhaps 1 minute just to see if I could advance the discussion a little bit for future discussions. Since World War II, the predominant theory in diplomatic and international circles is this thing called convergence theory. And if you go back and you do some research on something called social contract theory, you'll see where it emanates from. Regarding the caller talking about Texas, a good book to read called The Taking of Texas by Franklin Mattis, M-A-D, as in David, I-S, is regarding immigration. People that are like Tom in Florida, who are quite wound up about this topic and have been for some time, why is it no one ever mentions the Charlemagne Prize? The Charlemagne Prize is the natural extension of the Pan-Europa, the Kuhnhof-Kalergi plan. And then who was his first important student? But a Habsburg, Otto von Habsburg. But anyway, another thing regarding Charlotte Isbury, Soviets in America, if you do a search, credentialed to destroy a review, you'll find this review of a book on Charlotte Isbury's website, perhaps posted by her research partner, Anita Hogue. And finally, I'll leave you all with this. We already have a new system of governance. We already have, and notice I use the word governance, it's management. Governments are going to fall by the wayside. They're thought obsolete, or shall we say nation state. And in turn, what's taken their place is what's called a market economy. And we're going to see the rise of data-driven, even smart, regionalized city-states. So you got nation-states are going bye-bye. The market security state is taking its place. And this, in turn, will see the rise of the data-driven, smart city-states. And then the thing to really get into to see exactly what's happening with the economic system and how it's going to be operating is these words. SEL, that's social emotional learning, ESG, economic, or environmental social governance, and social impact bonds. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for your call. A lot of great information there. Thank you, as always, Willem. It was a great discussion. And Mike, it was a great contribution from you as well, sir.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Willem. Thank you, Mike. All right, folks, well, please support the station to keep all of this running, all of these voices, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.